Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca as we continue our series, Racing at the Crossroads. I'm Norm Borg. Many of you know by now that the horse racing community here in Ottawa held a rally outside the offices of Premier Dalton McGuinty. Eli Elshantieri is the city's deputy mayor, city councillor. He was at that rally and lent his support to the horse people. He joins us. Eli, thank you.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Now, the ward that you represent at Ottawa City Hall is comprised largely of a rural sector, an agricultural sector, correct?
You're absolutely right. My ward is larger than the city of Calgary with a 50 square kilometers to spare. So we are the largest ward in the city, and we have 26,000 population, and we have the largest agriculture and farming communities in West Carlton.
Obviously, this planned cut or proposed cut by the premier is going to have devastating consequences for many in your ward.
Well, you're absolutely right. As you recall, the gentleman was behind bringing the horses to the Carlton Raceway. His name, Rolly Armitage. He's a Sports Hall of Fame. Also, he was recognized by myself and the city mayor a few months ago by naming a building in Kinburn under his name, the former township building. So you can see how much we are connected and appreciated the effort people like Crowley Armitage and others done for the horse race and the Carlton Raceway. Now, yeah. Being said that, just want to, if I can clarify, because speaking to the premier's office, they're saying it's not a done deal yet about this item. So all what they're doing, they're going to review it, and they're going to see, you know, if there's a way of, you know, either scale down or try to, or maybe leave it the way it is. Because you got to remember, there's a huge spin-off. Even for the province, is a spin-off on a positive side. So they're generating money and revenue from these areas. So why would you want to consider cutting it if it generates money to the province?
Well said. And Premier Dalton McGuinty, I mean, regardless of what your political affiliation is, certainly didn't get to be premier by being stupid. Surely he must see that to, for example, cut the whole program off, as was perhaps suggested, would be like cutting your nose to spite your face, wouldn't it?
You're absolutely right, sir. And that's why when I went to the rally and I spoke about it, we call it a rally in support of the horse racing. We didn't call it is a demonstration against the McGuinty, because politically the other party, like the Conservatives, they want to adopt every recommendation in Drummond's report, and that's really concerned me when you say we, you know, like. I'm a politician. I look after the city's budget, and it concerns me when somebody said to you, well, just cut the budget across the border by 5%. What do you mean cut it by? What 5%? Do you want to cut the police by 5%, which is we already understand, or the firefighter, or the paramedic? Or
and you're the one who gets the phone call at 3 in the morning
absolutely
saying my
right.
sewer's backed up. What are you going to do about it?
And you're so right about this, but where this one is almost, if you look at it with a business pair of glasses, you'll see, okay, the province is contribute to the horse racing, but the spin-off, even to the province, in sales tax, in benefit, is greater than what the province contribute. So why would you want to stop that?
You bring an interesting point, and that is that the Conservatives under Tim Hudak have, as you said, pretty much endorsed the Drummond Report. I think there should be an element of shame in that, seeing how Fort Erie Racetrack, one of the oldest operating racetracks in North America, is right in Tim Hudak's hometown. And isn't it the job of opposition to try and come up with alternative ideas? I just find that really distasteful, but that's just my opinion. Mayor Jim Watson and yourself work closely together. The mayor is a liberal. Everybody knows that.
Yes,
former
sir.
Cabinet minister. Have you had any conversations with the mayor on this? Has he indicated his feelings?
Well, I did speak to him. As you know, I'm the deputy mayor of the city. So when I went to speak at the rally, I mean, you know, I had to let the mayor know. And I said to the mayor, this is not a, you know, this is not a demonstration against the sitting government, but I need to add my support to our resident, because it's a huge impact on the city as well. You got to remember, the city of Ottawa received about $5.4 million now a year from the the Carlton Raceway. So that's also is a huge number. Can you imagine $5 million, how much give us service in the city? So the reason I'm a little bit annoyed with some of the local MPP, especially in the Conservative Party, because their solid support, their grassroots support are in the rural Ontario.
Yes.
And this item, if anybody's going to get hurt, is the rural Ontario resident. Guys, are you flicking thinking about this? Is anybody monitoring the store? Are you calculating? I mean, you're not talking about something, well, it's okay, they can cut it because it's important to cut. No, if you cut it, you're going to, a lot of people's going to be out of work, a lot of farmers going to stop this practice, and this is a Canadian tradition. This is how Ontario and rural Ontario built on.
Yeah, and it's not just a Canadian tradition, because there are plenty of them that could be, you know, susceptible to cuts, and people would understand. This is a Canadian tradition that is a huge engine in the Ontario economy.
And I hope, and because of my effort, we managed to get three people from the rally to meet with the Premier's executive director in Ottawa. They deliver a nice written letter to the Premier, and if the Premier or his people is going to take a copy of your show, I hope they listen and they consider, because the same when they talk about other items in the Drummond report. Drummond report is just cut, slashed, got to the bone. Well, you know something? You can't do this. Government is not like a business. Government, they have a social conscience, they have a responsibility, and also government, they have to provide a level playing field among other people to continue this business.
Deputy Mayor Shantieri, we have met on occasion here at the racetrack. You've always been a great supporter of harness racing and the Ottawa community. We thank you for your support, and we certainly thank you for coming on Trot Radio today.
And I really want to say thank you to Ottawa Carlton Raceway, because they really brought this item on the forefront, and to people like you who support this event.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Our thanks to Eli L. Shantieri. A lot of credit also has to go to members of the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association, John McMillan, Gordon McDonald, just to name two. There are so many others that helped put together that rally. 300 people were at that rally. Other thing that's important to point out, in listening to Councillor Shantieri, he has what you could describe as a conciliatory tone towards the Premier. That's probably the best tack to take. None of us are going to score any points by burning effigies or a lot of invective. So, you know, it's good to know that this thing is not over yet, that we've still got a fighting chance to save not only the sport we love, but a major component of the Ontario economic engine. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.